You're listening to WMFO, that's Tufts University Freeform Radio, and I'm your host for the next hour on my last show of the school year. I might be here in the summer, though, hopefully doing some... Well, I will be here in the summer, but hopefully I'll be, you know, playing some music for you guys then. But this is the last sophomore year edition of Naive Melodies. I'm your host, Lucy Melman, and this is WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio, and you're listening to... Sonic Youth. Yep, that's how you say it. Sonic Youth, Teenage Riot.
Here it comes.
So that was Teenage Riot by Sonic Youth, one of my favorite songs. And yeah, I figured it was a good way to start the last show of the semester. That's right, no more for the rest of this year. Well, like this, like 2022, like most definitely, yes. But the rest of my time as a sophomore, that's it. No more Naive Melodies as a sophomore. You will hopefully hear me in this summer, before junior year. And if not then, definitely in the fall of junior year. Yeah, so I'm going to keep playing some music. This is School's Out by Alice Cooper because, well, maybe I'm not too creative. School is out, so felt appropriate to play. What you can't say is, while this is playing, I'm studying for my last final, which is a paper worth 50% of my grade, so maybe feels a little bit ironic to be playing this right now. So that was School's Out by Alice Cooper. The next song I have for you guys today is You're Sleeping by Tiger Trap. People who don't know Tiger Trap, it was a twee pop group, I think from around 80s, 90s. I want to say late 80s, early 90s. Can I look this up in time and maybe as I'm talking? Formed in 92 and then done by 93. Okay, so one great year. But yeah, super influential in the twee pop scene, influenced and kind of contemporaries of Beat Happening. I think that's where the name is actually pulled from, the Beat Happening song Tiger Trap. So if you know, like that kind of music, maybe you'll like this one. Maybe you won't. I don't know. But I'm going to play it anyways. right, that was You're Sleeping by Tiger Trap, and the next song I have is Going to the Sun Road by Fleet Foxes. That was Going to the Sun Road by Fleet Foxes. And this next song I have, I feel like I'm just going through them today. Not too much to say, I guess. Maybe that's good, though. I do have a lot that I am trying to play, but I don't think I'll be able to play it all. This next song, though, is Pretty Baby by Blondie for my mom. My mom, love you so much. I miss you a lot. And you're awesome. And sometimes I suck, but you're always great, and I love you so much. This is Pretty Baby by Blondie.
Stars live in the evening. But the very young need the sun.
Pretty baby, you look so heavenly. Honey, you're
okay.
Everywhere.
That was Pretty Baby by Blondie for my mom. Mom, I love you a whole lot. I miss you. I'm excited to see you in just a couple days. This next song is one I actually played on my show last week, but I'm playing it again because I love this one. This is Kennedy by Feeble Little Horse. Yeah, hope you all enjoy. So that was Kennedy by Feeble Little Horse, a band that came and played at Tufts University for Apple Jam. Apple Jam does some awesome, awesome DIY shows. I'm in Apple Jam, love putting together some shows. Unfortunately, they came when I had COVID, so I didn't get to go see them, but they're awesome. They're coming back to Boston. They're from Philadelphia, I believe July 2nd, so I'm hoping to go see them then. I'm gonna do a PSA. I'm gonna read it this time. I usually just play them, but I figured it could be kind of fun to read one. I do that sometimes. This is an organ donation PSA. Someone crossed out some of the words, and then I think someone made edits to like what they thought would sound better grammatically, which is interesting. There are a ton of social net. Yeah, someone wrote many instead of a ton. Sorry, I'm so distracted by this. Like, why was there grammatical, like, edits? Okay. There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.org. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each year waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, I can't say that word for some reason, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, that took me so long to do. Why? Like, why did it take me so long? I don't know. This next song is dedicated to someone who's not listening, and I actually also played this one last week on my radio show. That wasn't me being like, why aren't they listening? I feel like listening to someone's radio show is like a big time commitment. I don't do it that often. I know I should, but I do, but like not always. Like I'm not, like, I don't do it regularly. Like I just kind of like tune in sometimes. But this is Sound and Vision by David Bowie, because last week the general manager of the radio station came and sat in on my show with me, because she was in the station doing some general manager type stuff, and I was like, any requests? And she requested this one, and I think our general manager, Zoe McCohen, is awesome. She has really killed it this year. I'm hoping she's not listening, because I don't want her hearing me saying all this like sappy stuff, but... could not have asked for a better general manager. She was really lovely this year. Awesome. Yeah, really respect her. But don't tell her I said that. but this one's for her. I really hope she's not listening or else I'm going to be so embarrassed. But this is Sound and Vision by David Bowie.
Sit right down, waiting for the gift of sound and vision. dancing for the gift of sound and vision.
Drifting into my solitude. Over my head.
Don't you wonder sometimes about sound and vision?
That was Sound and Vision by David Bowie. I don't know why I paused on that. This next song is for my dad. This is Passionate Friend by The Teardrop Explodes. Last summer, I spent the entire summer in Oregon with him, and this song just reminds me a lot of that summer. It was a really lovely summer. I'm excited for this summer and all the things it holds. But this is Passionate Friend by The Teardrop Explodes.
The friend I have is a passionate friend, but I can't see.
That was Passionate Friend by The Teardrop Explodes, and this next song is April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel. This is my Graham's dedication if you're new here, or just a return listener, anything. Same deal for everyone. I do a dedication to my grandmother Graham's each and every week. Anytime I have a show, really, there's going to be a Graham's dedication. It's a law I've made for myself, and I love doing it, because I love my grandma, and I love playing songs that either remind me of her, or I think she might like, or just like, oh, like I love this song, I love my grandma. Sometimes the connection is that loose, but I play a song for her every week anyways. But yeah, so this is April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel. Gramzy, I love you so much. I'll pick up the package from the mailroom soon, I promise. I just got the email like as I was on the show, so I'm gonna go there today and I'll call you. So I love you, hope work's going good, hope Grouchy's good, hope Poppy's good. Much love to you. This is April Come She Will.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
So that was April Come She Will, and this next one is for my brother because he's the one who showed it to me. Love you, Jack. This is It's All Over Now, Baby Blue by 13th Floor Elevators. This might not be the last 13th Floor Elevators song you hear on today's show, so keep that in mind if you want to, or forget about it. It's really fine either way. But this is It's All Over Now, Baby Blue by 13th Floor Elevators for Jack. Love you. It's All Over Now, Baby Blue by 13th Floor Elevators. And now I'm going to do what, you know, any good album does, although there's great albums who don't do this, but I'll do what anyone really does, and I'll give you an interlude. I'll give you Interlude 2 by Alt-J, to be specific. That was a nice little interlude as we, you know, come into the back half, the final half of my show for you guys this week, and until either sometime in July when I'm back, I guess, because I'll be gone until July 1st in Talwar, France with Tufts, which is super exciting. I'm scared and anxious, but so excited about it as well. And thank you to everyone who's been helping me out and supporting me along the way, like my mom, my dad, my grandma, Grams. Yes, I am nervous about it, and I appreciate all the you know, excitement from their end, because it makes me feel less anxious. And I'm excited. Yes, how many times can I say that on air, do we think? I bet a lot. It's kind of a cheeky song of me to play. I played it last time as my last song. In the spring of 2021, when I was doing my last show of the semester. It's another 13th Floor Elevator song. It's one of the best ones, just best songs in my opinion, like, of all time. This is You're Gonna Miss Me. Yeah. Because, you know, maybe you'll miss me when I'm not on the air for a little bit. Probably not, but maybe. So this is You're Gonna Miss Me by 13th Floor Elevators. So that was You're Gonna Miss Me by 13th Floor Elevators. And I've got one last song, and it'll end fairly early. I had a weird amount of time, wasn't sure what to kind of add in and what to not. I mean, like, I always tend to cut it early to hopefully give the DJ after me some time to set up if they're in person, or just make sure that everything's going smoothly if they're not, you know, if it's a remote show. But this is This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody by Talking Heads. It's what my show is named after. Show is Naive Melodies because the song is Naive Melody, you know? It's my favorite song of all time, though, to the point where this sounds crazy, but I actually just don't let myself play it that much because it's so special to me. I never want to get sick of it that I listen to it very rarely because I don't want to ever get tired of it. It sounds kind of crazy, but like, it is my favorite song. Like, I have a favorite song is this one. I love it with my whole heart. So it's really special of me to play it on the air. In my opinion, it feels special for me, and I hope it's special for you too, and that you love this song too as much as I do. So this must be the place, Naive Melody, like Naive Melodies. Whoa, Talking Heads. Thank you. That was This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody, the namesake of my show. And this has been Naive Melodies. And I'm Lucy Melman. I've been your host for the hour. I hope everyone has enjoyed their time listening and is enjoying their Tuesday and has a good rest of their week. If you're a tough student, please take care of yourself as you're finishing up finals. If you're not a tough student, please take care of yourself anyway. Everyone should, you know, hopefully is doing all right. I don't know. Stressful time for students, but also just stressful time in life, I'm sure. Just generally, life is stressful. I hope everyone's doing well. Has a great Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back on in the fall, if not the summer. The fall for sure, the summer hopefully. I have an idea. I kind of want to try out in the summer if I'm here, and I'm excited to, you know, talk more about it if I end up being here and get the chance to do it. But thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Hope everyone has a great day. Keep listening to WMFO. There's so much good stuff, especially on Tuesdays, in my opinion. Tuesday is a stacked day. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day. And a great summer. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Bye now.
To amaze me, it always seems so strange. People hiding from the rain, but I guess that's why they came to my street. Dogs walking down my street, just going on and on about nothing, while talking to a friend who's on the other end, just wishing they could spend a little less time listening. Simple things may seem like an ordinary thing, but it's all just what it seems. Walking down my street, everybody thinks that I need a little sympathy, but all I see is the road that takes me home. So take me home. People driving lost up and down my street, the kids and all their toys tossed in the back seat.